Good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, big show Friday. You're exactly right. We hope you enjoy this forecast. This is perfect. Welcome to it.
Absolutely. I've enjoyed the last few days. Looking forward to a big day today. It's a great day to go out and knock doors and talk to some Hoosiers about issues that concern them.
And obviously, it's always busy. There's always stuff happening. And President Trump yesterday, the Paris Accord, how is that going to affect Hoosiers? Because we always hear how it's going to affect the world, how it's going to affect the country, how it's going to affect everything else. How is this going to resonate back in your district here in Indiana?
I think November was first and foremost a vote for change, a vote to get the power back in the people of this country and out of the hands of bureaucrats in Washington. And when I look at what the president did yesterday with the Paris Agreement, it was a campaign promise kept, a promise where he said, I want your elected representatives to decide what legislation comes through. I don't want bureaucrats pushing their own agenda and pulling out of that and going back to a process where the people of this country get to decide through elections and their elected officials what they want to be a part of, what they don't want to be a part of, what standards they want that will ultimately cost them. I think that's the way the process should work, and I stand behind the president's decision, and I think getting the power back in the hands of the people is the most important thing we're going to do, and I think that's what people cried out for last November.
I keep calling it the Paris Accord. It's a Paris Agreement. I'm not sure where I got the Paris Accord from, but I'll try to do a better job on that. And when we look at how the reaction comes from around the world and that, the election last year, as you pointed out, people wanted to go in a different direction. People thought that would be different. It has been. What has been the feedback that you've heard from your constituents about how the president has done here in the early days of his presidency?
Well, look, I think what you don't hear in some of the mainstream media is how productive this presidency and how productive this Congress has been. The president has signed more bills into law in his first 100 days than any president since Harry Truman. Congress has passed more bills in the first 100 days than in the last 30 years. This is a productive presidency. It's a productive Congress that's focused on doing exactly what we said we would do up and down the campaign trail last year. We want to reduce the regulatory burden that's holding our small and medium businesses back. We want to ensure the power gets back in the hands of the people and not agencies in D.C. We want to ensure that we can get this economy moving. I think you saw in the president's proposed budget, we've got to get back to resourcing our military appropriately so we feel safe at home again. So attacks like Manchester and Paris don't start happening here. Those are the things we promise people we do, and those are the things we're working on every single day. And I think what's going on under the surface is a real productive movement in the right direction.
Trey Hollingsworth's our guest this morning. He's the 9th District Representative, United States Congress for the state of Indiana. And you have some legislation you're putting together with some help of some local officials here in our district.
Absolutely. The way the legislative process should work is that constituents come to me with issues and concerns and challenges by the federal government. The federal government that's supposed to serve them. And in this case, the sheriff of Floyd County, Frank Loop, wrote me a letter and said, I am a police officer. I am trusted by the people of Floyd County to carry my firearm anywhere I go. But apparently that trust must stop at the doorway to a federal building because I can't carry my firearm even when I'm uniformed. Even though I'm going to have to walk across a parking lot unarmed, I can't carry my firearm into a federal facility to be able to conduct VA business, to be able to conduct SSA business. Ultimately, what this is about is saying to our law enforcement, we trust you, and we want you to be able to carry your firearm to keep us safe anywhere across this county. And so Frank wrote me and said many of his officers aren't able to conduct their Veterans Affairs business during the day because they have to leave their firearm in their car and walk across a parking lot in uniform, as a target, unarmed. And I thought that was a great disservice to them because ultimately, it's these facilities are going to call those police officers and ask them to come back with firearms should there be an emergency. And so it's a double standard to say that you shouldn't have that firearm when we don't need you here. And so when you're just conducting your personal business. So I wrote legislation and dropped it 2 weeks ago called the Police Act, which basically says If you're a uniformed police officer, you should be allowed to carry your duty firearm into a federal facility to be able to conduct your own Veterans Affairs business, your own Social Security Administration business, because we want to stand behind our law enforcement. I'm proud to stand with Frank Loop and sheriffs all the way across this district that have come out in resounding support for this act, and I'm hopeful that we can get it done and across the finish line in Congress relatively soon so that we can show and demonstrate to those individuals and to citizens across the night that we stand with law enforcement.
Now, where is this in the process right now, and what are the next steps needed to get up the ladder?
Great question. So I've written the legislation. I've put the legislation in. It's currently at the Judiciary Committee. They've seemed very receptive. I've talked with the staff members over there, working its way through the process. I've spoken with leadership, Leader McCarthy and Speaker Ryan, about how important this legislation is to citizens across the 9th District. And I'm hopeful that when I get back to D.C., fly up next Tuesday, that we can have a meaningful conversation about what the timeline might be to get it to the floor. I'm optimistic that it's something we can get to the floor relatively quickly over the next couple of months, because ultimately this is important legislation, and it's important to stand behind our law enforcement.
We have seen, obviously, throughout the last election and as the process has moved forward, maybe some, partisanship perhaps. What has the response been to the Police Act? Is that something that is unifying, or is that a split down the middle issue just like almost everything else has been?
You know, that's a great question. Some of the Democrats that I've talked to have been very supportive. They understand that this is essentially
it's
a
public
double
safety,
standard.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a double standard. It's the federal government saying, oh, we want law enforcement here when there's an emergency, but we don't want you here when there's not an emergency. And that, to me, is a terrible double standard that we have to resolve. It's a matter of protecting these police officers as they walk across parking lots, uniformed and unarmed. It's about making sure that these facilities are safe with police officers. Ultimately, it's about saying, we trust you. We trust you everywhere in our counties. We trust you everywhere in our communities, everywhere across the district. We want you to keep us safe. So I haven't seen any reactions that are negative, any Democrat opposition. I'm hopeful that this is something everybody can get behind. And I'm certainly not pushing this as a Republican priority. I'm not pushing this as a Democrat priority. I'm pushing this as a public safety priority for our law enforcement.
Trey Hollingsworth is our guest this morning. He checks in from, he's the United States Congressman from Indiana's 9th District, as you know, all of that. What have been some of the roadblocks you've run into here in Washington, D.C., maybe dealing with the other side of the aisle, that you've seen, hey, I heard about all this, I heard about all of it, now you're seeing it in real time. Is it as bad as it's been made in the media and other places?
Look, I think what you're seeing, right, is a resistance to the change that Donald Trump, that Todd Young promised Hooters all the way across the state. I think that resistance to getting the power back in the hands of the people. For too long, Democrats have continued to say, we need bigger agencies. We need to interfere with more people's lives. We need to have that paternalistic big government approach. And what we have always said is, if you give people the opportunity to make their own decisions, they know better than bureaucrats what's best for themselves, what's best for their families, what's best for their futures. And ultimately, I want to see Hoosiers in charge of their health care, Hoosiers in charge of their financial future, in charge of what they do with their lives and pursue their own happiness, not the federal government. And so I think there's just a big difference in viewpoint. I know that I have a lot of faith in Hoosiers all the way across the nation and Americans all the way across this country that they can make the best decision for themselves. And Democrats have big faith in big government. And I think that's what people last November said. We don't want more of big government interfering in our lives. We want more of us in charge of our government, us in charge of our future, us in charge of our country. And frankly, I'm fighting every single day to get Hoosiers back in charge of that, because ultimately this is our government. It's the government that's supposed to serve the people of this country. We've got to get it back to that focus instead of Hoosiers serving their government.
And as we saw in your editorial that you wrote a couple weeks ago or last week, that's essentially why you voted against the continuing resolution, correct?
That's exactly right. I mean, I think it is astounding to me that leadership in the House and that Democrats would say that they want more of the same. That's what a continuing resolution is. It says more overspending in Washington. It says more under-resourcing our military, more government bureaucracy slowing down business growth. And what I heard last November, what I hear every single week when I make 300 random phone calls across the district is, we want change. we cannot continue the overspending. We cannot continue to under-resource our military. We cannot continue to slow down business growth. And a continuing resolution is a vote for the same, and that is a vote I will never take.
Trey Hollingsworth is our guest this morning, and as we wrap things up with you, how about the baby update? That's we're getting closer every time we talk.
We are indeed. I tell you what, we are 45 days away right now.
Not that you're July counting down.
I know. July 19th, and every single time I see an ultrasound, every single time I put my hand on my wife's belly and feel my son kick, I realize how important it is to fight even harder for the future of America. Ultimately, we are going to pass this country down to the next generation, and I want to make sure when we do, we can pass down a country that we are proud of. And so I'm excited about baby. I'm excited about everything we're doing in Washington. I'm excited about everything I'm doing to fight for Hoosiers right here back home.
Well, excellent. And you're out in the district today, so people can run into you at some point. You'll be out and about and tell your wife. I hope she feels great. We know these last couple months, I've been through this twice with my wife. It's not always the most comfortable time, especially when that temperature gets a little bit warmer. But great luck on the trail today, and everything goes great with the baby as well. We hope that. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a happy Friday.
Trey Hollingsworth from the 9th District right here in Indiana, United States Congressman, checking in. And that's good stuff. We like to hear from him every few weeks to hear what's happening in Washington, how it's what's happening with Hoosiers. And I hope he can excuse my head cold I've been fighting for the last few days.